He left off in the Shulchan Aruch on page 192, that Siman Samach Bey Sif Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Mishnah of Hatchila, where he says, "Zeh Torah Lahashpil Liyosma, by every mitzvah of Amira, by Tfilah, by Birchas Hamazon, by Kiddush, Birchas Hamitzvah, Birchas Haperet, Hallel, Kriyashma." Hatchila Torah Lahashpil Liyosma. If Lo Hishpil Liyosma, is a machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, we pass on to the Yeved. Is Yotzel. But Lachatila, you have to be Mashmil Yotzel. Yishn Burin Dalit has a Machloikis, whether this Lachatila is a Lachatila deraisa or a derabbanan. Das arrived at the Chidusha HaRashba that this is a Lachatila deraisa based on Sukkim, and the Bach says that it's only a Lachatila derabbanan. The Bach didn't have the Rashba. The Bach thought he didn't think that there was any mocker to say that it's deraisa. It's always a problem. The Avnei Nezer points at this. Taz, among place in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, disagrees with the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch because of a certain Raya. And Avnei Nezer says that Kasha was already brought up by the Rashba and Rosh Hashanah, and the Taz didn't have a Rashba. It wasn't printed during his lifetime. It's printed here. It's always a problem over here. The Bach also didn't have a Rashba. Taz didn't have, the Bach didn't have either. Anyway, so then the Shaila, next Shaila is, how far can you push this issue? What about here? So the Mechaber says, no, Bavachi Yotzi Bisfas, he has to pronounce it with his lips. The Gemara says, Hakari Kriyashma Belibo. So Rashi writes, Belibo doesn't mean Belibo. Belibo means Lohi Shmeli Yosna. But if it's really Libo, then you're not Yotzi. And then the Mechaber writes in Siv Dalib, what if it's a big shas, a kaka, chole, onus, or something? And the only thing he can do is to be Kari Kriyashma Belibo. So the Mechaber writes, Yotza, and the Ramah says, yeah, b'di'evet, but l'chatchila you shouldn't do that. So the question is, what does it mean, Yotza? Yotza means that you're yotze b'di'evet, that hirik yidibidami b'di'evet, or means, under the circumstances, we would recommend one should be mahara kriyashma b'liba, but he's really not yotze, because he is lavki divadami. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes achareinim about that, and what's an afkamina? Afkamina is, what if there was an ones, or a choli, and he was Mahara Kriyashma Beliba, Ve'achakach Nistala Kacholi, Ve'achakach Nistala Kohenis. Do you say that B'di'evet is really Yotze B'hira? Or do you say, no, under the circumstances, do the best you can, even though you're not Yotze, be Mahara Kriyashma. As a Kadesh Lot Mustaka Mitzvah Kriyashma, but not that you're really Yotze. So that's a Machloikis Acharenim, and Roy Acharenim hold that you're not Yotze B'di'evet. That you're not Yotze B'di'evet. But if you're unable to say Kriyashma, so at least you should be Mahara de Kriyashma. But then the Taz has a comment over here on this sif. What if a person wakes up in the middle of the night and he's really dying from thirst and he wants to have a drink, but it's such a schlep that he's going to wash until he's a dime negel vasa to enable him to say a bracha, because it has a bracha rosh elat ala yadayim, and you're not supposed to say a bracha. What's so difficult from neakor? It's freezing in the room, so he's going to have to go walk to wash negel vasa. So what can he do? He's not allowed to say a bracha. So the Taz says, so let him be mahara de bracha. Let him be mahara de bracha, and that's like a shas adchak. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is very, very difficult. Let him not have a drink of water. Well, he's going to die if he doesn't have a drink of water. So don't have the drink of water. So then the Bir Aloch even sharpens the taina that he has against the Taz. He says, if you would be talking about a mitzvah, says it's a mitzvah with the rabbanim to say bichas hanenin before you have a drink of water, that would be a halbatzor. Maybe you're not mechuyev to be meiser nefesh in the middle of the night and it's freezing and there's no water and he has to go walk and he won't be able to fall back asleep. Maybe it's too much of a tirchah eloi yitrichu chahan. But he says, we're not just talking about a mitzvah to say bichas hanenin. So Chazal worded it, that's bir aloch at the end of Siman Samach Beis. So he says, Chazal used the lashon, "Asa l'adam shi'yohanim erayla mazeh b'loy brach." Alo Chazal, the brach is taf lamid vav amru. "Asa l'hanis b'rayla mazeh b'loy brach." So it comes out that it's an aveira. So he says, "Mihita lo to do an aveira." You're not allowed to do an aveira. So this taina that the Bir Aloha has is al pi pashtus, not the way we pass in la loha. There is a machla, there is a din that in oinen, misha mesa muta lafanav, has a din of aninus, is not permitted to the kind any mitzvah, but he's not permitted to violate an avera either. So let's say, if he wants to, he's permitted to eat bread, let's say he's hungry. A relative died and the kura is going to be tomorrow. So he's allowed to eat. He doesn't have to fast until the kura. He's allowed to eat. So let's say he wants to eat bread. So does he wash in Tilus Yadayim or not? Is washing in Tilus Yadayim a mitzvah, or is it that it's an aveira to eat bread without in Tilus Yadayim? So Shulchan Aruch says that it's both. It's both a mitzvah to wash in Tilus Yadayim before you eat bread, and it's an aveira to eat bread without having washed in Tilus Yadayim. So therefore, he has to wash in Tilus Yadayim to be brought. He has to wash in Tilus Yadayim in order not to violate the aveira, because the oimen is not permitted to be in violation of any aveiras. But he doesn't say a bracha al tilus yadayim, because you only say a bracha al tilus yadayim when you're doing the netilah of the Torah's mitzvah. But if you're doing it in order to avoid violation of the aveira of eating bread without netilah, so then you don't say a bracha. That's the Shulchan Aruch. So what about birchas hanenin? Does the oinen recite a birchas hanenin before he eats the food? Is eating bli bracha considered an aveira? So he has to say the bracha in order not to violate the aveira of hanenin and olam hazeh b'lei bracha. He say no, that's not really an aveira. It's a mitzvah midrabbanan to recite a bracha before you're about to eat, and once you recite the bracha, so then you've done your mitzvah. If you don't say a bracha, so then we say asin lahanis menolam azeb lo bracha. It's an issa because you're mevatel a mitzvah. It doesn't really start off as an issa. So that's a machlokes of rishonim, and the accepted opinion, the rule of the rishonim hold that the oinen does not recite any brachas hanen. There's one reason they quote, the later Achronic quote, that the Kolbal, one of the late Bali Yotesis, says that the Oinen has to say a bracha, Brichas Hanenin, otherwise it'll be in violation of the Yisra of Asim Lohanis Beloi Bracha. This the Chemet quotes it and has a discussion. Another Achronic quote, but on the Daf and Shulchan Aruch, they don't even quote such an opinion. In Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridei, it says, the Misha Mesa Muta Lofanit eats without a bracha. Eats without a Brichas Hanenin. The Brichas Hanenin doesn't start off as an Yisra of Asim Lohanis Beloi Bracha. There's a mitzvah to recite, mitzvah of the Rabbanu to recite the Birchas Hanenin, and if you eat without saying the Birchas Hanenin, you're mevatel a mitzvah, and they said that it's improper. Also, Mahanas means because you're mevatel a mitzvah. But it's not the way that Bira Lochet presents it here, that it starts off as an Issa. The taina that he has is really Shaloi Ka Aloch. There's still a taina against the Taz, so don't drink the water. Who tells you to drink the water? If you're unable to say Birchas, so wait till the morning, and then you'll have to drink the water. Such a big shas atrak that you should be make, or that you should be mahar the bracha believe. But the way he sharpened the kasha to say, if it would only have been a mitzvah sesa, maybe there would be what to negotiate about to be make, but it's worse than a mitzvah sesa, it's an aveira to eat bli bracha. So that argument is not really the accepted opinion. The last sif in Samach Beis, the Mechaber writes that when the chazan gets up to Shema Yisrael, he should say it out loud, in order that everybody should say along with him. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, in order that everybody should say along, what are they saying along? Even the people who already daven also say along Shema. What exactly do you have to say along? So that's a machloikis. The Mechaber writes, you only have to say along Pasuk Rishon. And the Bir Agro holds after that's later in the Mishnah Berurah. That's on page Tzadik Tes. That's in the end of Simon Samachay. In the middle of Simon Samachay Sid Beis. I already said Kriyashma, and I come into Shul and the Tzibur saying Kriyashma, Tzorach Likur Simai, and Pasik Rishon. And the Chaber writes, you have to say along Pasik Rishon, Shaloi Yeroi, shouldn't appear, Kilo, Eino, Otzel, Kabbal, Olav, Amalfu, Shamayim, Im Chaver, shouldn't look there. So that problem is solved by reciting Pasuk Rishon. So Mishnah Berurah writes the cut in Yod, he quotes from the Achronim, that it's not enough just Pasuk Rishon, you have to say Pasuk Rishon with the Baruch Shem for Malchusai, the Yoril Avoy. The Das HaGrobe be Yeron, the Dil Negoin holds no, Shesach Likrois, Kol Hashma, Kol HaKriyashma, the whole Kriyashma. So here the Mechaber writes at the end of Samach Beis that the Chazin should say out loud Shema Yisrael, that everybody should say with him. So that's the question, even the people who already daven should also say with him. How much are they mechuyif to say? Just Pasuk Rishon and Baruch Shem, or they should say everything along? Then Achronim say the same is true regarding Oleinu or Ashrei. If you're sitting in shul and you're not really doing anything important, that's the person sitting and learning, so he's gonna say along with the tzibur with what they're saying. He'll never have a chance to learn. So if he's learning or he's saying tefillin, he's doing something else, I'll let him continue doing something else. But if he really has nothing important to do, then he should say along with the tzibur, the Ashrei and the Oleinu, and so on. The same as the Pasuk Rishon of Shema, the same as the Gimel Parashas of Shema. Simon Samach Gimel discusses what position should a person be in when he recites Kriya Shema. So this is a famous machlokes Beishamai and Beisilo. The Beishamai understood the Pasuk, V'shach Becha U'Vekumecha, as referring to the position that person should be a mshach b'chol ba'erev kol adam yata v'yikra. It should be in a reclining position. Reclining position does mean you should lay flat on his back or flat on his belly. That's that doesn't look like a kabbalah salmach shemaim. A person should be in a sitting position, not he shouldn't be in a laying down position. And if he's a fat person, he's already laying down in bed, and it's too taxing for him. If he's very heavy, and it's too taxing for him to sit up in a normal position, at least he should note the miyapot tzida bekori. That's when the mechaber sifalah quotes. That's a gemara in brachas. At least he should show a little derech eretz for the kriya shema. But if he's not so fat, so he should recite in a normal position, not in such a relaxed position. So b'shama, you have the opinion that b'erev kalod of yatav yikra b'shach tuchah, but b'kol necha means that kriya shema nemanah should be recited in a standing position. And they still disagree, and they say, no, that's not pshat. B'shach tuchah means b'zman shemini adam shachtim, but b'kol necha refers to b'zman shemini adam kamen, that there's such a concept as sov zman kriya shema, the araisa. Because Mishnah writes in one place that the whole institution of sov zman kriya shema is only midrabbanan. There is no such thing as sov zman kriya shema. The whole thing was invented midrabbanan. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Tosefta that he says with all the respect to the Kesh Mishnah, it's not correct. The Tosefta says Kishem Shekova HaTorek Zman LeKriya Shema Kach Kova Chacham and Zman LeTfilah. So you see before that this is their Raisa, and the Zman Tfilah is their Rabbanan, but Zman Kriya Shema, so Zman Kriya Shema is a din their Raisa. So that's the Machlokes B'Sham and B'Sul. There's a problem. They also agree that there's a Zman Kriya Shema. They hold that the pasuk means two things. It means the Zman Kriya Shema with the position. Pshuto Shal Mikra means the position, and it also means B'shach Bochum Kamech. I don't know Pshuto or which one is the Midrashay, but one of them means we accept both La Halacha and the Shema. Means the position the person should be in when he recites Kriya Shema and himself is Zman. Yeah. Yeah, I think the Pashtus is like them. I think the Pashtus is Beishamay. I'm asking with the Beisila. Beisila holds there's only one Mashmos in the Pasuk, and Beishamay holds and they're both Mashmos. I think so. Anyway, so here the Mishnah says in the end of the first Perek in Brachos that Rav Tarfon was a Talmud of the Beishamay. That's what the Gemara says in the Yevamos. Rav Tarfon was a Talmud of the Beishamay, and he followed the opinions of the Beishamay. So when he used to daven Ma'ariv, he used to recite Kriya Shema in a reclining position. He used to insist on sitting in the morning, he used to insist on standing. And the other Tanoim told him that he's not allowed to do that. That's an Aveirat. So Taisus in Brachas, in the end of Brachas, says, why is it an Aveirat? If somebody wants to be Machma like the Bishamah's opinion, they still will say, it's optional. If you want, you can say Kriya Shema in the daytime or at nighttime, either sitting or reclining position. Whatever you want goes, Kolodim Kori Kedar. And the Bishamay, I'm Achmed, that has to be done in this position. So what's so bad if somebody from the Bishamay wants to be Machmed like Bishamay? What's so bad about that? The Gemara says in the end of Brachas that there was a Machlokes Bishamay Bishamay regarding Birchas HaMazon bin Komo. That the din is, you have to recite Birchas HaMazon in the same place where you ate the food. So let's say a person ate his sandwich over here, and then he traveled to a different location, and he forgot all about benching. Then he realizes when he's in New Jersey, he didn't bench yet. So does he have to go back to bench in the original location? Or does he say, no, it's good enough, let him bench where he is? So the Sibu Amekel, that it's okay, he can bench where he is. And the Shammai say, no, he should go back to bench in the original place. Umar says, in the end of Brachas, the story, there were two Talmidim, and they both ate the sandwich together, then they went to a different location. So the one who was Machma, like the Shammai, went back and he found a wallet full of money. He was rewarded for his midas chasidus and he got rich. And the one who was maker like the Bishamay, din is like the Bishamay. The one who was maker like the Bishamay was devoured by a lion. So even though the din is like the Bishamay, achol aryeh, he's eaten up by a lion. So you see that the proper thing is to be machmal like the Bishamay. You'll be rewarded if you're machmal like Bishamay, and it's not proper for a Talmud. A guy knows the whole issue. He's a balabas is one thing, but a ben yeshiva, the Gemara says, was punished. He was devoured by life because he wasn't machma like the Bishamah. He says, see, it's recommended to be machma like the Bishamah. How come over here the Mishnah says that you're not permitted to be machma like the Bishamah?
Who says that
the Bishamah
should
be the Chumah?
Right?
Yeah, by Kriya Shema.
Yeah.
Because by Siluhol, you can either recite Kriya Shema in a standing or a sitting position. So Bishamah says, no, it has to be dafka in this position. If you still mask him, if you want to do it like that, it's also okay. Bishamay hold that's the only position. So make them both happy, so do like the Bishamay. Why not be Machmer like the Bishamay? That's Tosfos Kasha. Why not be machmer like the Beis Shammai? So the Tosfos in the end of Brachos answers it, and they say that here it's the fourth pshat in the pasuk. There, by returning back to the original location to recite Birchas Hamazon, even the Beis Hillel agreed that Birchas Hamazon should really be recited in the same place where you ate. And if it's not so far away, let's say a person just walked in the next room, so the Beis Hillel also agreed you should go back to Ben in the original location. If he went to New Jersey already, and he's going to have to spend a half an hour, 15 minutes going back, and then 15 minutes going back again, he has to be in New Jersey. So that's going to be a loss of time. So then the Beis Hillel lamekel that you're not mechuyif. But in principle, they also agree that there is a significance to reciting Birchas Hamazon b'mkom. So there, the Gemara recommends that for B'nai Torah, you should be machmir. Adam Kalshim Shining, the Gemara has it. B'nai Torah, the two Talmidim in Yeshiva, even the one who was from the Beis Hillel should have been machmir like the Beis Shammai. You should have observed the Midas Chassidus. But over here, what is the Midas Chassidus? The Fishitas Beis Hillel, it's nothing. According to the Pesach Halach, it's nothing to recite Kriyat Shema in the standing position and sitting position. It's the false pshat in the Pasuk. The Shach B'chot Tamech refers to the Zman Shiva and the Zman Kima. There isn't even a Hidda Lahatkhila Liba the Beis Hillel to recite a Dafkin in a reclining position, a Dafkin in a standing position. So therefore, since it's worthless, there's no Midas Chassidus at all. That's what Pesach says. Others give other answers other than Tosfos. The Mesillas Yesharim talks about the Kasha. He has a whole section where he talks about Midas Chassidus. So he asks Tosfos Kasha the contradiction. So he says, maybe since this was such a public debate, this was such a big machlokes that was raging for so long between the Beis Shammai and was so conspicuous that after Shul would sit down in the middle of Meiriv and Shacharis after Shul would stand up and the others would whatever position they were in, they continued. So if Rav Tarfon was going to do Amidas Chassidus on this issue, it's like in the middle of a world war. The Beis Shammai and the Yisroel were fighting about this. Go back to bench in the same place. Who's going to know whether he went back? He didn't go back. Big deal. It's not such a conspicuous issue. It doesn't come up so often. But Kriyat Shema comes up every single day. There's mamish a big war going on. So he shouldn't have demonstrated that he's machmer like the Beis Shammai. That's how the Mesillas Yesharim said. And Rav Soloveitchik said what you said. Rav Soloveitchik said, no, according to the Beis Hillel, it's improper, because Aloha, we learn up in the Pasuk, V'lech t'chavad derech kaladim korek kidarkoi. It means that you have to recite Kriyat Shema dafke in a casual fashion. If you go out of your way to dafke, recite Kriyat Shema in a specific position, either dafke a standing position, baboike, but a sitting position, bo'erev, that's against the halacha. The halacha says you have to, you're not supposed to do it. The Shammai say you have to recite Kriyat Shema in a specific position. And the Beis Hillel say, no, bedafke. The halacha says you're not supposed to go out of your way to recite Kriyat Shema. Kol adam korek kedarkoi. It's not that they're mekel, you may recite Kriyat Shema and whatever come as you are occasion. No, it's a dafke halacha. You're not allowed to demonstrate more chashivus for the Kriyat Shema than for anything else. That's the Rav Soloveitchik thought. That's what he said. There's a Taz in Simen Ches in Hilchos Tzitzis where the Taz quotes a Medrash. The Medrash talks about doing atifa, about wearing the talis over your head. So the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a religion that's an easygoing religion. It's not like Melech Basav Adam, like Baal Babich, when they read a letter from the Rebbe, everybody has to stand up. So the Medrash says, when the Rebbe Shlom gave us, we have to recite, he wants us to recite the Kriyat Shema, you don't have to stand up like when the Melech has his letter read, everybody has to stand at attention and so on. Relax, you want to sit, you want to stand, you want to cover your head, you want to have, without covering your head, don't cover your head. That's the task quote that in Simen Ches. That's by the Melech Basav Adam, everybody has to do Be'ema B'yira B'resis V'ziya Ba'mida and Ba'tifa, and the Rebbe Shalom is not Matriachas. You do whatever you want. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that some people have a practice that they cover the head with the talus at the more significant parts of the davening. So they cover the head by Shemana Esrei, and they cover the head with the talus by Kriyat Shema. So he said that's a violation of this business. That the halacha says kolod and kari kedarka by Kriyat Shema, you're not supposed to go out of your way to do anything special to show the Rebbe Shalom wants the dafke should be casual, shouldn't be dafke, shouldn't put on especially Bermuda shorts to say Kriyat Shema. And then Kriyat Shema actually has to be dressed up for the whole suit and everything. He doesn't put on a special relaxed outfit for the Kriyat Shema.
It's more concentrated.
Yeah. more serious. A person knows that teeth is more serious. That's the reason for the minik. So later, he used to have a minik faket. He said that he remembered seeing as a child his grandfather Abchayim that he had a tifa for Baruchu. When he said Baruch, and then he took off the talus from his head for Kriya Shema, and then he put it back on for Shema Nes. So he understood. Shema Nes, that's a din. You have to have a tifa for Shema Nes. He quoted the pasuk in Tehillim, Tfila Liyani Kiyatov. So the pasuk Shat Kiyatov means that he bends over in prayer. He bends over from his tzaris and his tzar. And an additional level of interpretation is that he dresses up nicely with atifa before he davens, because it is a din that you have to have achanas malbushin. The Gemara learns out from the pasuk, he can likras of a kachal Yisrael. The Gemara Shabbos in the first parak learns out that when you daven, you have to have a hikon. Special din, you have to have special malbushin. So that din. So that's what he quoted from this medrash that the Taz quotes in Simcha Ches, that Kabbalah and Mashmah, Baruch Shalom said it should be casual. He wasn't lo hitrachti aleichem, like the Melech Basar Zom is matriach on the subjects, on the citizens, that they have to be mekabel ol malchusai in a standing position and batifa, and Amelach Malch Amal Kodesh Baruch Hu does not require. So Rachid's practice was he used to take off the yapis. Anyway, that was his suggestion. Taisa doesn't give that answer. Taisa says that the reason why Rav Tarfon's Midas Chasidus was not accepted is because according to Bishilo, it doesn't mean anything. They don't say because it's in violation of the din of Kalad and Karki Dak. That's a Rav Soloveitchik. Anyway, that's the din of Shulchan Aruch. The person is not supposed to be machmer like the Bishama. And if he does, Nikra Avaryon. He's considered an Avaryon. That's in Siv Beis. It's based on the Mishnah Brachah, that the Chaver Amar Rav Tarfon told him, Kedai Ha'yisa V'yatznecha Lachot V'nafshecha.
Yeah. Actually, the other halacha about it, when you're sure everybody's saying Kriya Shema, so you're also supposed to say Kriya Shema. When the whole shul is saying Kriya Shema, if you're not davening. So if you're with Ritzai davening, you're not going to say Kriya Shema now, like the Ramon, you're going to daven in Ritzai Shema, so you're davening before Tzis, something like that. You're davening right before Tzis, you're not going to say Kriya Shema. So what do you do when the whole shul says the first pasuk?
They say the pasuk means you have a mind not to be Yotze.
Uh-huh. Yeah, did that work?
Didn't you say Kavon Shalat Tzis doesn't work like Kriya Shema? Because
Kabbalah Shalom Lotzis does work like Kriya Shema. Why not?
You mean you're having Kabbalah for what the pasuk means?
Yeah. But I don't want to be Yotze the Mitzvah Kriya Shema. No, I said if a person is singing Zmiris, let's say he's singing Tzur Mishalach HaChalma, and he wants to be Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on all the content, but he has a mind not to be Yotze Birchas HaMazon. But that's what Birchas HaMazon is, to be Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on these four things. So how can he say he's not Yotze Birchas HaMazon Deraisa? Chaim Volozhin says it's not proper to sing Tzur Mishalach HaChalma before the bench. So someone said, let him have Kavanah not to be Yotze. So I suggested, how can you have Kavanah Shalom Lotzi? That's what Zmiris are all about. Zmiris means you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the things that you sing. So that's identical with Birchas HaMazon.
You have a mind to say this pasuk in Kavanah
Shalom. I'm saying it not because the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded me. I'm saying it because I don't want to look like a kofer.
You have to mention the
Tzur Mishalach HaChalma?
Yeah.
It does say. Eretz, it does say. No.
No.
Eretz itself does say, but the third maybe it doesn't say. The second stanza.
Okay.
Third, that's the Shiloh, that's Me'akir B'riyev. Eretz is Hoshteit M'chumish. The Torah, that's the Gemara says. That's the Shaila. Is that a din deraisa, din derabban? Maybe you yotze din deraisa without the Torah. Maybe you yotze din deraisa without the Torah, without the bris milah, without the chukim.
You can't say being mishabeach Kadosh Baruch Hu not because Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded you to, but it's someone about it.
Maybe. I don't know. It's very close to the Birchas HaMazon. The Kavana that one has when he says Tzur Mishalach HaChalma is very, very close to the Kavana that you have when you bench Birchas HaMazon.
Also, you get involved with the Ra'ah and Kavana Shalom Lotzis. You want to chayish for that?
we pass in Kavarosh Lelot, you're not Yaitz.
Yeah. Isn't that better just to fake it? You can't fake God saying Shema. You don't look like a person when you fake it.
Just fake it. That says if a person is in a place where he's not allowed to be mafsik at all, so he should sing the Tzuka Dizim or whatever to the nigga that they're singing Shema Yisrael. That's as a last resort. But the better than that is to stay along with them and to have Kavarosh, not to be Yaitz.
So, according to a kind of Allah,
that it's also
come to sing
Shalai after mentioning because it's all faithful. Why is it all faithful? Because the Mitzvah, Be'er HaTamadim, Shalai 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 HaTamadim, wants to be married and all the things. He's not there. He's saying all he wants. The Rabbanan, they gave, this is the minimum that you have to say. You want to say Harachman. You want to say more at the end. You want to say more Shevach Tatar, Harachman is Harachoshes. And let's say, you want to say more Shevach Tatar, I don't think that would be my place. Like a person who blows Shofar, more than the bare minimum. So there's a minimum, but there's no maximum.
When you look at John and the Rabbanan, they say that Yotzi was the first prophet of creation, so
I think that
the
river writes
and
the prophet
said that
you shouldn't say Shema Yisrael. You should just say Hashem Elohim. So these are the first two words.
Already
even
hold this word about
Kavanah Shalalotze. Could be. Could be he holds that Kavanah Shalalotze doesn't help. There is such an opinion. Says the Ra'or. The Beis quotes the Ra'or. That even Kavanah Shalalotze is also Yotze. Or perhaps he means to say that you can't recommend that for the Hamayin Am. Everybody's going to have Kavanah Shalalot says. And maybe he recommends for the Hamayin. Leave out the first two words, Shema Yisrael. So for sure you're not good.
If you don't say Shem Hashem,
if you don't pronounce Shem Hashem, does that solve the problem? In the Gemara says, the person says, B'rich Achmana, Mora Di Alma, Mora Di Haipita. The Gemara says,
Shem Hashem is not good.
Probably also a kino, you know? Shem, when you say Shem, everybody knows what that means. It's Baruch Shalom. Like Rachmana. So the Torah should be like Rachmana.
What is called Shem? Shem?
Also a kino. Also a kino. The same as Rachmana. In Lashon HaKodesh, we have Zayin Shem, Shem, and Kol. And Balaz, Kol Ma Sha'anachem, Kol Ma Kodesh Bofo, that's a kino.
Rachmana is in the translation.
So that wouldn't be considered a kinoy. Everybody knows when in common spoken language, when you say Hashem, you mean the Rabban Shalom. So it should also be a kinoy.
And those
you don't find the Rabban Shalom, you said, Hashem. Sure? You said, Hashem. Probably would be. If a kinoy is good enough, yeah. If a kinoy is good enough, it would be good enough. The pashtus is that they're all kinuim. Everything is all kinuim. Rahman is also a kinuim.
Rahman is a translation.
So we mentioned the Ga'inim hold that whatever is a translation by capital G-O-D, whatever is a translation, so that we mentioned, the kids of Shulchan Aruch and others quote the Chumash HaGa'in, we treat it like a Shem with the Rabbanim. And others disagree. There's no Makom in the Gemara. He said the Ritva quotes it and disagrees in the first daf in the Dharm, the first page in the Dharm. But so that's all in the Rabbanon, but on the level of the Raisa, you say that a bracha is good, you say a kinoi. On the level of the Raisa, there's no difference when you say a kinoi of Rahman, you say a kinoi of Hashem. Any terminology that's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's also a kinoi.
It wouldn't seem
good. No.
Yeah,
Hashem is a kinoi. Don't know. That's not Eichik Asun, but he used to complain about the Chazonim. I was just at a Malav Malka last night, said they had a chazan, so you're singing Atochainen Liodom Da'as. He didn't say Atochan Antonu, he just said Atochainen. Then he said Baruch Ato Hashem, Chanein Ado. So that's all they said, it's Atochan Atonu. He said, because they said Baruch Ato Hashem. He said the din is that if you say Hashem, you Yotzi with Baruch with Hashem. He said it's the same thing as saying anything else, any other. Any reference, anything that alludes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everybody knows it. That refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's for the evidence, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be Al Zalad Nungu.
Well, if
Hashem
goes so far, even if I say that one is not the same as the Baruch Hu. So
Yeah.
It's not considered.
Here, a person has a suffix. A person has a suffix bracha. So we say suffix bracha is lahakel. So a group of achrayim have a suggestion. Let him say b'yit rachmana. Let him say balaz, and then he's yotze the bracha. He's yotze the bracha, but there's no violation unless the shem shemayim levato. No, you yotze the bracha.
Yeah,
you yotze the bracha because it is a kina. You yotze the bracha with the kina, but you're not in violation of Motzi Shem Shamayim V'Atola. Motzi Shem Shamayim V'Atola, they hold is only on the Zayim Shem and Shem Makoto. Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva where he doesn't like that. So Rashi used to say over Rabbi Kivega's tshuva that he holds that that's not proper. So yes, then Yeshua says like that also. If you are trying to say, let the person say the bracha balaz, so he'll be yotze the bracha with the kina. And he won't be in violation of Motzi Shem Shamayim Latom. So Rabbi Kivega says he thinks that it's still awesome. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say over one version that this is not exactly what Rabbi Kivega says. He says a slightly different version. Is to say over that if you yotze the bracha, then it's an iser of bracha levatola. The iser of bracha levatola is not only because of Motzi Shem Shamayim levatola. Even if the person is yotze a bracha without saying Hashem Hashem at all, it says a kinoi, it's still an iser of bracha levatola. The Gemara says, all the and then the Gemara says, "Mikan v'yele." After the takonis of Anshek Nesak Daila, also the sapa b'shvacha shamachkan. You're not allowed to add on your own bracha shenem. Mi mal dvoras Hashem, Yashmiya kol tilosa. The mi roy l'mal dvoras Hashem, who is proper to say brachas? The mi sheyachol l'malo kol dvoras. One who knows how to say properly. So whenever there's any sapik brachas, if you say sapik brachas, okay, you shouldn't say the brachas. If you say the brachas, it's not an aver because of Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatola. It's not Levatola, he's saying in the context of the Sheva. The aver is because he's saying a bracha that maybe was not instituted, the chiv of that bracha, maybe was not instituted by the Anshek Nesak Dorma. So whenever you yotze with kinui, if you yotze with Rachmanes, if you yotze with the bracha, so then it'll be a violation of bracha Levatola.
I say the bracha,
and
give the shame, or I don't say
the bracha.
Either
with bracha
or not.
No, with respect to the yotze the bracha, so that halacha says the kinui is also good.
I don't
understand. Yotze with the kinui. That's halacha. A person can yotze the bracha with the kinui. The halacha requires shame and malchus. It doesn't have to be dafka one of the zayin shame and shame and malchus. As far as machalik, the rachmana is also good. It's the kinui is not good. You yotze the bracha, and you're not in violation of Motzi Shem Shamayim V'Atola. Because Motzi Shem Shamayim V'Atola is only on the Zayin Shem Hashem and Chol. So that was an opinion that shared by a few Achrenim. And Rabbi Kivega disagrees. He holds that it's not right. He holds that that whenever you yotze the bracha with the kinoi, so then there's an iser, right there an iser to say such a bracha. But everybody holds that you are yotze the bracha with the kinoi. That's what you say. I'm right.
He brings
days.
He says, "Not everybody agrees to him."
But that's the accepted opinion. Why you're with the kinui? So that doesn't make a difference. I'll be fast whether the kinui is Rahmana, the kinui is Hakadosh Baruch Hu, or the kinui is Hashem. As long as we know what is referring to in common usage, we know that Hashem means Rabban Shalom. So that's also a kinui. Here in the Mishnah Berurah, let me just finish this. Here the Mishnah Berurah quotes. There was a practice that on Yom Kippur people stood the whole davening. So on Sivkot Meches and Sim Misamakim Sivkot Meches, he says, what if it's on Yom Kippur morning and the person is in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema and they're up to Shema and then everybody else is standing and he realizes he's the only one in Shul the city. So he wants to stay not because it's Yom Kippur, not that he's standing up because it's Kriya Shema and the din is Rikum Echa, not that he wants to do a Hidur like the Beishamai. It's Yom Kippur, and he forgot that the Midas Chassidus is that everybody stands on Yom Kippur. If he stands by Ma'ariv, it's fine, no problem. But if he stands by Shacharis, so that's a machlokes, the Prima Godim, and other Achrayim. Some Achrayim are mekel because the standing is not for the sake of the Kriyashma. The standing is because today's Yom Kippur, that's why he wants to stand. But others are machma, that is still not right. Even in such case, not right. Yeah, what do you say?
Yeah.
You mentioned once that, that according to the Rosh, there's a problem with giving any Shabbat that the Anshei Knesset Hagdol will learn in a second, that even if it's not in the context of a Rosh, that's what it means to be Melech Reis Hashem after the 12th Yilat day.
That we do all the time, yeah. We say Adam's Mina. There were those who opposed to composing Adam's mirrors also. But our practice is that we do say Shvach, we do say Kiyu. What if a person is walking on a road? So the Gemara says, "Belech tucha badech, kol adam karek kedar, can he recite Kriya Shema while he's walking?" So the Shulchan Aruch says, not so fast. The Pasuk Rishon, he shouldn't walk. He should stop walking as he's about to recite Shema Yisrael, the Pasuk Rishon. What does it mean, Pasuk Rishon? That's all, just Shema Yisrael. It means Baruch Shem Baruch Hu Salam Avod is also included. That's his Kot Yud Aleph. Baruch Shem Baruch Hu Salam Avod is included in the Din of Pasuk Rishon, that you should have Kavana, and since you need Kavana for the Pasuk Rishon and Baruch Shem, so you should stand still. But then the Shulchan Aruch has another Din, that even though the rest of the Kriya Shema, even the Parashat Rishana, the rest of the Parashat Rishana doesn't require Kavanas Pirush Amilois, but if he's going to be Oisik B'Malachtoi, that's worse. The Mishnah says you're permitted to be Oisik B'Malachtoi when you recite Kriya Shema that goes on the rest of the Kriya Shema, but the Parashat Rishana not. This is the Rif in the Rambam. Tosis does not agree. Tosis says that Oisik B'Malachtoi means you won't be able to be Mechav himself, however much a Kriya Shema needs Kavanah Pirush Amilus, that's when you're not allowed to be Oisik B'Malachta. So if we pass from Allah only Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem, the first two lines need Kavanah, so you're not permitted to be Oisik B'Malachta only on the first two lines, and right away if you have to Hashem Elokecha, you can go back to be Oisik B'Malachta. And the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, who got it from the Rif, that it's not so, that they're two din. First equation, you need Kavanah, Baruch Shem also you need Kavanah, so you shouldn't even walk. But as far as Oisik B'Malachta, that's not proper, the whole Parsha Rishayna. What's unique about Parsha Rishayna? What does it have over and above the Parsha Shmiya? The Parsha Shlishis, the Rambam quotes from the Rif, that it shouldn't be a Kriya Shel Aroi, Shelo Yehei Kikore Aroi. It should be a Kriya Shel Keva. That's in the last line of Sivav, in the last line of Siv Zayin. So if it's going to be Oisik B'Malachta, that's called the Kriya Aroi. But after he finishes the Parsha Rishayna, then he, not only do we say he doesn't need Kavanah Pirush Amilus, there's not even a problem of Oisik B'Malachto. So he can continue to go back to do the work that he's doing. What do you mean he's going to say the Bichas Kriya Shema also, Emes V'yatzev, Enochem, and so on, Hashkivim, he's not going to be Mechav, he's going to be Oisik B'Malachto. So the Mishnah Berurah has a Tzorachin over here. He doesn't know how to deal with this, that it would appear from over here, that even with respect to the Bichas Kriya Shema later, he's permitted to be Oisik B'Malachto. And later in Shulchan Aruch there's a Sif. It is the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yutes. Mashma, Mikan V'Holo, after the Parsha Rishayna, you can be Oisik B'Malachto. Mikan V'Holo, Mutar Afilo B'Bichas Kriya Shema, not just the L'Hoyayim Shemayim V'Yayim, even Emes V'Yatzin, even Hashkivenu, he's allowed to be Oisik B'Malachto, because it doesn't bother me that it's Aroi. Chem V'Voy, Behedi B'Simen Samach Rog. Baila Kamon, Kuf Tzarek Aleph, the Taz, he said, no, you're not allowed to say any bracha Oisik B'Malachto. That's a guy's driving a car, and he's benching Brichas on Moses. So how's he mechaven? He's going to say, Shmon Esrei, he's driving a car, driving an airplane. Oisik B'Malachto, what do you mean? He's not mechaven at all. So how can that be mutter? So he says, Vitzarechi and Gobel. He doesn't know how to be Asher Kistir. The Taz writes that it's Bechol, not proper to recite any bracha while a person is Oisik B'Malachto. You have to pay attention to the bracha. So that's the Mishnah Berurah's problem. He doesn't know how to resolve it. Siman Samach Dalet is a Mishnah that if you recite Kriya Shema out of order, you're not Yotze, because V'hayah, Kahava Yosan, Dvarim Kahava Yosan, you have to recite in order. The Rambam came up with an Ein Falav, a Chiddush, that there are two dinim of order. There's one, the words in the Pasuk have to be in order, and the Pesukim and the Parsha have to be in order. But that you have to have first Shema, then Vahayoyim Shema, then Vahayomer, this is not Minatar, this is only Midir Rabbanim. This is only Midir Rabbanim. The Mishnah gives you the reason. Loma Kadman Parshish Shema, the Parshish Vahayoyim Shema, Loma Kadman Parshish Vahayoyim Shema, the Parshish Vahayoyim. So this is only Midir Rabbanim. So the Rambam writes, if you recite the Parshish out of order, then B'diyevid you will be Yetzir. L'chatchili, you shouldn't do it out of order, because that's the Takana Satana. The Mishnah says, Loma Kadman Parshish Shema. And so on, but B'diyevid, it would be good. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the whole discussion here. It's in the Bir Halacha on page Tzadik Ches, that's page 195. On the top line of the Bir Halacha, he says there's a Taz in Yeridea Reish Peches. Reish Peches, he says, is mezuzah. The din is that the mezuzah has to be written properly. It has to be written. All the words have to be written in order. So the Taz asks a question. The Rambam says that if it's written that Kari Lamachrei Lo Yotza of Kriya Shema only means if the words in the pasuk are out of order, or the psukim in the parsha are out of order. But if the two parshas are out of order, the evidence would be good. So what would you say regarding the mezuzah? The sefer right b'hayom shema before shema. And the Rambam says since shema b'hayom shema are not next to each other in the chumash, in two different sedras in chumash and dvarim. So the Rambam says you can't say that out of order is ma'akeh b'di'evet. So what about by mezuzah? You're going to say that out of order is not ma'akeh b'di'evet if you have first b'hayom shema. And then Shema on the bottom of the page is going to be good. So the Taz makes a suggestion, maybe it's good. Mishnah Berurah considers that an impossibility. Of course it's no good. So he says, that's the halacha, that's the din d'oraisa. Mezuzah has to contain Shema v'Yom Shema. So that's part of the halacha, that you have to have everything kichsov with these two parshas. Here it's not a din d'oraisa. It's not a din d'oraisa. So he says like this, over here by Kriya Shema, the Ramban's opinion is that only Pasuk Rishon is the Raisa. Many Rishonim hold that Parsha Rishon is the Raisa. So the whole institution of Parsha Shni is only the Rabbanim. So how can you say that there's a din? You can't say it's a din the Raisa, that has to be in order. And even according to those Rishonim who hold that that you need both Parshas Min HaTorah, three Parshas Min HaTorah, but still you can't say that this is a din the Raisa, that it has to be in this order. That's clearly only the Rabbanim. Lama Kadma Parsha Shmal of Hayyam Shemaya. That's clearly only Midi Rabbanim. So he says here it's only Midi Rabbanim. Here the Rambam was mechadish that the Seder of Parshas is not Miyakim. But by Mezuzah we are dealing with a Minateri, you need both Parshas, and Minateri you need Kichsova, has to be in order. So he says that the Mishnah Berurah writes not like the Taz. The Parshas is that this is all part of the drosh of the Pasuk, that the both Parshas have to be in the order, that they appear in the Chumash first Shema. Then Vayoyim Shema. If you have the parshas out of order, for sure it's impossible of mezuzah. Not like the Taz had a possibility of a suggestion that the mezuzah would be kosher.
They write that you have to, you can't be dafka like the shamai. Is there a sman for that? If they start marring and you're standing up, and by the time you get to your seat, they're about the middle of the second block of Krishna. Is there a problem to sit down, or is it not showing anything?
No, I mean, the person would prefer to sit down. It's obvious he's just walking down in order to be relaxed. I don't think that's an issue. No, only if he demonstrates that it's the covered creation. So then the Mishnah has the one who is reciting Kriya Shema, Hakari Kriya Shema B'Tor, and he got to a certain point and then he made a mistake and he started saying something else. Goes back to that place and he says Vayka. So here there's a three-way machlokes that the Mishnah Berurah quotes a little bit. Here he quotes some, later he quotes some. What does that mean? Let's say he said Vishinantam Lavanecha, Vidibaitam said Vishinantam Lavanecha, Vayamasham Moshalem, Dabel Mesa Mata Lai Masala and Sitz. Then he realized he never finished Vishinantam Lavanecha. When you say Chazan Amachum Shatah, you have to go back to the beginning of the Pasuk Vishinantam Lavanecha, and you go back to the where you left off, Vishinantam Lavanecha, so you just pick up the Dibaita Bum, Shiftachad Vesecha. And the fact that you said Vayamasham Moshalem, Dabel Mesa, I said a few psukim in between. Mazeh, Zalom Shana, it doesn't pass him. Not a hefsek, just pick up where you left off in the middle. So that's a machlokes. Do you go back to that emsa hapasik, or do you have to go back to the tzilos hapasik? And then there's a further machlokes. In tzilom, that it's enough to go back to the emsa hapasik. What if you left off in the middle of a phrase in the pasik? The dibarta bom shnatan lach, the dibarta bom shiftachav veisel chav alechtachav. Oyam Hashem loyachavam adalav neisos. So when he goes back, he goes baderech v'shach v'chav kamecho. That's ridiculous. He left off in the middle of a phrase. The first half of the phrase is without any meaning. The next half of the phrase is without meaning. He was marked in the middle. So this is a three-way machlokes in Achron. If you look in the big Mishnayos, the Yop and the Boyas, on the side of the Mishnayos, on that Mishnah, they quote all the three opinions. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes also. So he says, Lachatzil, you should go back to the beginning of the Pasuk. And if not, B'di'evet, if you go back to the beginning of the phrase, is also okay. That's the shadow. Let's say the Balkari made a mistake in Kriya Sator. The same shadow. Balkari made a mistake in Kriya Sator. You have to correct them. So is it enough if you go back to the beginning of the phrase where the error was made? Or do you have to go back? Lechatchila would we recommend you have to go back to the beginning of that post. Or let's say there's a post with a mesupik what the correct reading is. Yishlo amad bifnei and lifnei, whatever. So is it enough? Or let's say zeche zeche, timche zeche amod, timche zeche amod. Is it enough if you just say over that phrase and then you go to the end of the pasuk? And you say no, you have to say over the whole pasuk. If you think that you made a mistake the first time, you have to read the whole pasuk. You have to read the whole pasuk twice. So that's the two opinions quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. Balatani is the one that says the compromise. You go back to the beginning of the phrase. I think that's the common practice. Well, most go back just to the beginning of the phrase. You don't go back to the beginning of the whole pasuk. Especially the Mishnah Berurah recommends you go back to the beginning of the whole pasuk. Then the Gemara has a din. Let's say the person says, "Chsaftim is beisecha b'sherecha." He doesn't remember whether he's holding together the first chsaftim and the second chsaftim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if he normally davens the same pace as the tzibur, and then he sees that the give or take that by the second, the give or take that by the first, obviously you can figure out he's davening together with the tzibur. So wherever they are, that's where he is. But let's say he's not davening with the tzibur, or he davens faster, slower, whatever it is. So you can't tell by where everybody else is up to. He can't tell what he's up to. So if he's mesupik, but he's at the first, the chsaftim amzuz is at the second. So the Gemara says you go back to the first. Unless he already said l'man yibo yimeichem, and then after he started l'man yibo yimeichem, then he starts to wonder, hey, am I up to that one, or am I up to the first chsaftim amzuz is beisecha b'sherecha? So then the Gemara has an expression that the Shulchan Aruch quotes the last line of Simas Samach Dalet. We assume sirchei nokat biyosa. We assume that he probably continued according to the nusach that he was up to. If he already said the man yibo yimeichem, obviously he had reached to the end of the second chsaftim, not just to the end of the first chsaftim. So that's an umdana. That's a psychological umdana. Ruvud loyse kamon. That if a person says the next pasuk, he must have been up to that next pasuk. The Taz in Yeridaya quotes this in Hilchos Malicha. He makes a tushdel. He says, let's say a balabasta has years ago the women had to salt their own meat. I remember my mother used to salt their own meat. My wife already doesn't salt their own meat. The butcher salts the meat now. No one ever salts any meat at home. But years ago, every balabasta had to salt their own meat. So let's say the balabasta has the piece of meat. She doesn't remember if she salted it or not. So let her taste it. See if it's salty or not. It's as easy as all that. So let's say she had a big gigantic piece of meat, and then you just have to salt it on the outside. And then let's say a person is not allowed to have salt. Some people have a medical condition that they're not allowed to have any salt. So how can they eat meat? So either you broil the meat, and the Iker Adin, when you broil meat, you don't have to salt. The meaning is that we do malicha v'miktsas. But that's not the akibidi evidence. So if the person has a condition that he's not allowed to have any salt, so you do the broiling without any salt. Okay. Well, let's say how much broiled meat can a person eat? Every day he's going to have broiled steaks. It gets boring after a while. When I was a little boy during the war years, during the Second World War, so all the flesh that they used to deliver was ogre flesh. It had taken 3 days. It was more than 72 hours after the Shechita, by the time they delivered the meat to the butcher stores, because the government, the army, needed all the trucks they could possibly get their hands on for shipping ammunitions or for shipping soldiers, for transporting soldiers. So different industries lost out. So one of the industries that lost out was the meat industry. So they used to deliver the meat after 72 hours after the Shechita. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to salt. You can't rely on salting the meat. A chumer sagoidim that after 72 hours after the animal was geshachten, you assume that the salting will not succeed in removing all the meat. So the din is that you're supposed to broil it. If you broil it, then it's okay. So you used to eat a lot of broiled chicken and a lot of broiled meat. My father was the rabbi, so he had them put up a sign in the butcher shop. Everybody has to broil the meat. So it's sure enough that if you broil, it's okay. But normally, let's say a guy has this medical condition, not allowed to have salt. And how much broiled meat and chicken can he take? He wants to have a little normal piece of chicken or meat. So the din is in Shulchan Aruch. If you take such a big piece of meat and you salt it on the outside, and then let's say you cut off the outside and just have the inside, even though the salt didn't affect the inside at all, that's halacha. If you're permitted to eat the inside, even though probably none of the dam went out at all. The halacha says that the dam that comes out of Idei Melicha is called dam, and I'm allowed to eat it. Whatever dam doesn't come out of Idei Melicha, kashir nil, for the amount of time that you're supposed to salt the meat, so that's considered moil habasa, that's considered the juice of the meat, and that you may eat. So you can even read it, take a gigantic big piece of meat, salt it on all the six sides on the outside. And after you do the homilicha, then you rinse it off, and then you cut out a little piece in the inside. A little piece in the inside is totally unaffected by the salting at all, and it's full of blood. Now Rambam says that's called mayo habosa. So let's say there was such a case, someone salted such a big, we're not sure whether they salted the piece of meat or not, and then they took the middle piece of the meat and they gave it to someone else. And this woman, you can't tell by tasting it whether they did the melicha or they didn't do the melicha, because the melicha only has effect on the outside of the meat, doesn't have any effect on the inside of the meat. So if you have a suffix, if they salted the meat, so you have to salt it again, be suffix. You're not allowed to say suffix the rabban, I plan to cook the meat. It's all going to be dam shabishlo anyway. Dam shabishlo is only the rabban. You're not allowed to cook the meat, lechatchila, of das, knowing that maybe there's dam inside the piece of meat, and I'm going to make it now into dam shabishlo. The worst it's going to be is only the rabban, and it's going to be a suffix the rabban lekula. Lechatchila, you're not allowed to do that. But yeah, but if you did it already, so then we would say suffix the rabban lekula. But lechatchila, you're not allowed to do that. So the Taz writes over there, but what if the person who had the suffix, we're not sure whether the person salted the meat, but then they did the next step. They took the meat and then they went and they cooked it. So they threw it in the pot. So he says, every Baba Busta knows there's a system. First you have to soak the meat, then you dry it off for a while, then you salt it, then after you finish the salting, then you rinse it off again, then you cut it up and then you cook it. So if the Baba Busta already cooked it, so obviously she must have done all the steps in between. Even in the sleep, she would know that the way the steps go. So he says that this psychological lundin is not only with respect to speaking. That if he says "man yibo yimechem," it's biyodua shehigia lechsafta masheni. It applies to any series of activities. And the person did the next activity, so the lundin is that he must have done the one before. So ruba deleisa tamur. That's in the samach dalet. Simis Hamachay is a universal issue of Tziru. The Mishnah Brura writes, and Sivkot Nalef on page 196, beginning of Simis Hamachay, that this issue is Negeh Tehalel and Megillah, Birchas Hamazon, and Davening Shmon Esri, and Kriya Shma, and Mikra Megillah. It's Negeh to whenever Duchening, he talks about Duchening on the next page, on page Tzadikas. Whenever you have a mitzvah that takes an amount of time, and you shohu kedei ligmas kula, you take a pause in the middle, such a long pause that you could have finished the whole mitzvah from the beginning to the end. Let's say the person is davening Shmoneh Esrei, and he's up to the last bracha, Sim Shalom. To recite the Sim Shalom only takes 1 minute. But to recite the whole Shmoneh Esrei, let's say, takes 5 minutes. So it doesn't depend on from the spot that you are till the end. Shock the ligmas kula from here to the end. No, the ligmas kula means if you pause so long that you could have finished the whole thing from the very beginning till the very end. You could have finished everything according to how long it will take you. The Ramah writes on the top line on page Sadik Tes, "Umisharim inyan ashir lefi akori lo lefi roi b'nei yodam." Quotes the Rashba. That shock the ligmas kula is not determined by roi b'nei yodam, it's rather determined by you personally. Do you take 10 minutes to daven Shmoneh Esrei, or do you take 3 minutes to daven, 1 minute to daven Shmoneh Esrei? It depends on you. So in short, they think we're schooler from the beginning to the end, so that's mevatel, that's an issue. Is that mevatel mitzirah of the first half and the second half? Let's say you blew a tekiah shofar, and you have to have tekiah, true, or tekiah 3 times. That's the bare minimum. So the person blew tekiah, true, or tekiah, and then he paused for half an hour. Half an hour, he could have blown everything, tekiah, true, tekiah, everything he could have finished. But let's say duchenik. The Kohen say Yirach Hashem Yishmerecha, and then they take a break and they have a long pause until they start singing a nigun, whatever. There's a long pause in the middle until they start the next pasuk. Or Mikra Megillah like that, there's a long pause in the middle. So lechatchila, it's always not proper to do that. You should never be sure to the Mikmas Kula. Lechatchila, in the middle of any mitzvah that has a shivu izman, lechatchila, it's not proper. And this siman is going to discuss what's the din b'di'evit. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, but wait a minute, before you get to the Be'evit, let's talk on the level of Lahatkhila, page Sadik Tes, he talks. Lahatkhila, you're not allowed to be served in the Ligmas Kula. So what's with the Duchening? What's with the Duchening? A lot of times the Kohanim sing such a long Nigin in the middle, it could have said, Yivrechacha Hashem, Yishmerecha, Yoyer Hashem, Pana Ve'lecha, Yifonecha. It doesn't take so long to say the whole thing. It takes less than a minute. Sometimes the Nigin that they sing, to enable everybody to say the long Tchila, the Rabbani Shalom, the Yivrechacha. The nigun takes so long that it's mamashok lelik maskul. They could have finished the whole duchening from the beginning to the end. So that's the Mishnah Berurah writes. He throws in a svara. if the Kohen who's pausing in the middle is singing a niggin, so he says that the niggin that he sings blends him to be part of the duchening, and it's not called shof the ligma stool. Why should that be so? Hasvar. That's what he mentions later in Kuf Chav Ches also. He has it over here. But he says, what happens? Let's say you have a group of 20 Kohanim who are duchening on the bima. Not all of them are singing the niggin. Half of them don't know the niggin. So half of them are singing the niggin, they're okay. Because the niggin blends in to become part of the duchening. But those who are not singing the niggin, so the problem is, it's for them, they're not singing the niggin. So they're just standing and pausing, nothing. So it should be an issue, at least a violation, l'chatchil of shok the ligma skula, which l'chatchil is not allowed. So he says, for that reason, he would recommend, that's 10 lines in on page Sadi Tesam and Aleph. He says he would recommend that all three times you should say the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and you shouldn't say the Yehi Ratzon Ha'aruch, the long Yehi Ratzon. The Gros for a different reason. The Mishnah Berurah is for different. The Gros because the Yehi Ratzon comes from the Chassidim. And he didn't want to say anything that the Chassidim composed. The Rabbanu Shel Olam says in the Gemara, the Tefillah Rabbanu Shel Olam, that's in the Gemara, the end of Brachas. The Hiratzen was composed by Hasidim. So that's why he left it out. You should say what it says in the Gemara, give it in the Gemara. But the Mishnah Berurah is not going to take an anti-Hasidic position. He wants everybody to buy his transfer. So he's giving a different angle. You should do like the Vilna Gaon. Even the Hasidim should do like the Vilna Gaon for different reasons. Because the Hiratzen is so long, the Hiratzen Ha'aruch, the long Hiratzen is so long, that's going to be Shav De Ligma School. Do the matter of the Baruch Shalom is also very much. Just look how many syllables are there in the Baruch Shalom. How many syllables are there in Yivarech Hashem Yishmerech Yarashem Panavodach? Much less than the longer Baruch Shalom. The Baruch Shalom itself is also short the big must do. I don't understand why he thinks that this solves that problem. I think he's just trying to convert everybody to Mesnagdis. He's trying to get the Hasidim to become Mesnagdim without even realizing. That's a difficult problem on his side. Anyway, that's what he writes. That's what he writes. Then later in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, he gives another suggestion. He says that Shohok de Ligma Shehiya as a hepsik is a bigger problem in the middle of a pasuk than it is between one pasuk and the other. So he says the minig by us is that the chazan says Merech Hashem, and then the tzibur says the long tefillas the social one with the hirots, and before the chazan, in between the chazan saying Rishmerecha and the kohanim saying Rishmerecha. So the shok de ligma school is in the middle of the first pasuk, middle of the second pasuk, middle of the third pasuk, always before the kohanim say the final word in the pasuk. So the Mishnah Berurah said the problem would be lessened, still going to be a problem, the problem would be lessened if you would recite the Rabbanu Shel Olam with the hirots and all the tchinas and the tefillas after the kohanim say the Yishmerecha. So let them say the Yishmerecha, and then say the long, then say the Tchina de Rabbanu Shel Olam. It's also a problem. Why does that solve the problem? But the pasuk with pasuk is also, let's say Tekiya Trua Tekiya Tekiya Trua Tekiya Tekiya Trua Tekiya. So true, there's a bigger problem of hefsek in between Tekiya Trua and Tekiya, because you have to have Pshuta Lefana Pshuta Lachreha. So Lefana Lachreha means you want a tzirup between the Pshuta Lefana, the Tekiya Lefana, the Tekiya Lachreha. But there's a problem at Tziruf between the Tziruf Tziruf Tziruf, the first set, and the second set Tziruf Tziruf Tziruf. Also a problem of Tziruf. You have to have Tziruf there too. The Gemara says, Shof de Ligma Skula, there's a Machlekes Tanaim, and a Machlekes Achron, Amarayim, in between the first line and the second line also. So what did the Mishnah Berurah gain over there? Problematic. He says it's a little better. It's less of a problem, slightly less of a problem, if you say first the Yishmerecha, And then you say the Hirot. So that's what Rav Henkin quotes that also from the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Henkin used to be a famous Rav in New York before Moshe became very popular. So Rav Henkin for quite a few years used to be the major Pesach in New York. So he used to put out the Piske Halachas every year, put out the Sefer with Piske Halachas, had it run the shul. So this is one of the things that he writes, that if you have a new minion and they don't have a minik kavua, what do you mean you don't have a minik? Everybody knows the minik. Everybody says the Hiratzim before. Everybody says the Rabbanu Shalom before you say the Yishmerecha. It means that you can get away with it. If you can get away with it, if the Balabatim won't kill the rabbi, they won't fire the rabbi, so try to do this shtick. Try to have the Kohanim should say right away the Yishmerecha, and then the Tzibur should have a chance to say the Rabbanu Shalom after the Kohanim say the Yishmerecha. So in some shuls they do that, but in most shuls they'll consider that reform. They won't let you do it. Mishnah Brura recommends it later on Kuf Chavches. But let's say in your shul they're going to say anyway the Rabbi Shalom. Let's say you have a shul of a few hundred people, yeshiva, whatever, you have a few hundred people in the shul, and the Kohanim are not going to say Yishmael until another 3 minutes, and in those 3 minutes they could have finished the whole Yerach HaShem Yishmael 5 times over. They could have said if you know Mam Shok then we must do, and they're not singing in Yigit. Half of the Kohanim are not singing in Yigit. So it doesn't help, it doesn't make a difference whether I do say the Rabbanu Shalom or I personally don't say the Rabbanu Shalom. It's not an issue of hefsek. Oh, you say Rabbanu Shalom, you're mafsek in the middle. It's not an issue of hefsek. It's an issue of shokah d'elik maskula. The Mishnah Brura is recommending we should do away with the whole tzibah. No one should say this Rabbanu Shalom before the Yishmerecha. Or no one should say the long Yehiratzin, you should say the short Rabbanu Shalom. I don't know why it's so short. You should say the short one instead of the long one. But if Ben Kol HaKol Dushul is saying, it doesn't make things worse if you're going to say. Some people who didn't read the Mishnah Brura so carefully, so they think they tell a small group in the shul, 500 people, and they're all saying this long clean anyway, and the Kohanim are pausing anyway, so they tell their group around them, you shouldn't say. What do they gain by not saying? And the Gemara says you say this Rabbanu Shalom. It's not an issue of hefsek. The issue is short David Maskula on the Kohanim. If the Kohanim are waiting anyway, so they may as well say the Rabbanu Shalom. It's not a shayla of hefsek. So again, so lechatchila there is an issue of shokta ligmaskula by all of these mitzvahs, by Kriya Shema, and by Shmona Esrei, and by Megillah, and by Halal, by Birchas Hamazon, by Tkiya Shofar, by Nesiyas Kapayim, by everything. What's the din b'diyevet? Does it possible b'diyevet? Do we have a din by Shchita? One of the Chamish Ulcha Shchita is Shehiyah. What's the definition of Shehiyah? The Shechit is in the middle of Shchita, and then he pauses for 10 minutes, and then he picks up and he finishes the Shchita. And the pause was so long, they ligmaskula, he could have shechted the whole animal from the beginning to the end. He could have shechted the whole animal. So that's possible in the Shechita. It's not Mitzurif. The first half and the second half are not Mitzurif together. So what's over here? There's also such a din. That's one of the Chomish Yoch HaShechita Allah HaMosh Nisina. So in the Zavachta, Kasher Tzivisicho, and Kasher Tzivisicho, the phrase in the Chomish is alluding to the Halachas HaMosh Nisina, that there are Chomish Yoch HaShechita, one of them is Shehir. But here there is no Allah. We don't have a Halach HaMosh Nisina. It's not a din there, right? Allah HaMosh Nisina. The shock the Elikma school of apostles Tia Shafer. We don't have our local Moshe Nisina. So what's Takeda Din over here? Should we carry it over from Shechita to over here to say the shock the Elikma school of apostles are not? So it's a machloikis in the Gemara. How do we pass in our local Moshe? So there's a machloikis in the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber, of course, is following the Rif and the Rambam like he usually does. Mechaber writes, but they say it writes, whenever there's a machloikis apostle, we go bust the Rosh Deis. From the day it said you're going to count, you go bust the rush. So he made up his mind, he's only going to count 3, the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh. So he rigged it like he rigged the election. So it's going to be 2-1, the Chachmei Svar always going to win. So the Rif and the Rambam always say the same thing. 99.99% of that time they always say the same thing. The Rosh counts as 1. Why does the Rosh count as 1? The Rosh represents hundreds of Balei Atayses, so he counts them as 1. So the Rambam always wins. So he says that here the Mechaber passes like the Rambam. That in Shmona Esrei it's no good, and everything else. But Lachatzili should never have shock the big maskula. But if you had, so Shmona Esrei is no good for whatever reason, and everything else other than Shmona Esrei, but the it would be good. What's that? Is why Shmona Esrei worse than everything else? Apparently, in Shmona Esrei there's a special halacha that the person has to be oimid lifnei hamelach. He has to have that attitude, oimid lifnei hamelach. The person is oimid lifnei hamelach, and he shock the big maskula. And sometimes that's mevatul the status of Eimed Lefnei HaMelech. Let's say I'm standing in front of the king. The king says, okay, Tzimtzmaim, what would you like me to do for you? Whatever you want, I'll do. And I get so nervous. I can't begin. So he says, okay, calm down. Say what you want to say. And I keep my eyes, I'm so nervous. I can't say. So the king is only going to stay for so long. He's not going to stay all day listening to me. So if I didn't begin yet, I didn't begin to say anything yet. So the king will go away. When I start talking, he'll come back. The Rabbanu Shalom will come back. And the tefillah will be mitzurif later. But if I started the tefillah, and then I hem and I horn, I don't say anything for half an hour, and then I get back to it. So there's no emid of Nei Melech. During the half hour, the Melech went away. So you cannot be mitzurif the second half or the first half. The Melech went away. Special din in tefillah. That's the Shita Zipsak Arifa Rambam. Special chisorin and emid of Nei Melech. Doesn't apply to anything else. The Ramot is not passing like that. The Ramot paskins. It doesn't make a difference. The lechatchila should never be shok de lig maskula in all of these deeds. And the b'yevet, if one was shok de lig maskula, it depends why. Was it machmasoinus that he had no brera? Let's say the person had to go to the bathroom in the middle. He goes to the bathroom. He's not allowed to daven. He's not allowed to say Kriya Shema. And it took him a while. It took him so long when he was in the Beis Hakishon that he was shark in the Nishma Skula. Or let's say in the middle of saying Shema Nesen, in the middle of Kriya Shema, he gets a Hatzalah call. Somebody collapses in shul. So all the Hatzalah people run over and they take him to the hospital. And they couldn't. They had no barrier. They needed all the Hatzalah people. They had to take him to the hospital. And they had to. So 2 hours later, so they want to know. They left off in the middle of they finished Mogen Avraham, Amel HaKev HaKadosh. Now they want to know when they finished the Shemoneh Esrei, where did they begin from? Did they pick up from Tikanta Shabbos, whatever? Or should they have to start from the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei? So that was Shor Kedei Ligmas Kula. It was a 2 hour pause with talking and everything. And it was Machmas Einus. They had to go. They had no barrier. It wasn't stam. They had a barrier. If they wanted to, they could have continued to daven. There was an onus. It was necessary to be mafsik in the middle. So the Ramos sak is that if short they leave from school and machmas einus, you didn't have the option of continuing. That's mevatel tzira by everything. And if it's not machmas einus, then b'diyavad it's not mevatel tzira to even ishmanes. That's the psak Ramos. The taka comes up every so often. Happens. Let's say they have a hatzalah call in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and they come back and they finish till a certain bracha. So 2 hours later, they're ready to finish the Shemoneh Esrei, Musaf, Shachris, whatever it is. So that's what it sounds like. You pick up, even though he was talking the whole time, he was talking, and he traveled to the hospital on Shabbat, and he comes back 2 hours later. That's what it sounds like in Shemoneh Shulchan Aruch. That he just picks up in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and he goes back them. That case not. No, that case would be. That's Machmas Einus. Machmas Einus, you wouldn't. According to the Ramah, Machmas Einus, you wouldn't. Even according to the Mechaber, Tfilah, Manasseh is worse. You wouldn't, yeah.
That's assuming he didn't say anything else besides what he needed to do for the Sayyidah of the Kohler. And if he spoke other things in between also, on the drive back from the hospital.
So let's say a person is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and he starts talking other things. Mafsik, lahatchili not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So what if one is mafsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? Does that cancel the Shemoneh Esrei has to daven over again? Or do you say no? Only if his conversation was so long that it was short today in Shulah, and then you have the machloikis, the mechaber and Ramah, but there was no pressure. He didn't have to carry on the conversation. So that's the machloikis later. The Mechaber says that even hefsek in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei is not mevatel tefillah. That's why a guy says Yom HaYavoi today. And today he's not, and he says Yom HaShachodesh HaZeh, and he realizes he made a mistake. It's not Rosh Chodesh. So they didn't belong. In Gansan it didn't belong. The Mechaber says that you yotze the Shemoneh Esrei anyway because Yom HaYavoi is not so long, they're not so many syllables, no, Yom HaYavoi as there are, and the whole Shemoneh Esrei from the beginning to the end. But since it's not Shok Demik Maskula, it doesn't cancel the tzir. And the Taz writes, I can't believe it. What do you mean? He talked in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. They're talking should be Mevatel, the Shemoneh Esrei. So that's why the later Poskim recommend to satisfy both the view of the Mechaber and the Taz, let's say, on a regular weekday, a person said, Yalav Yalav, Yom Shachar Shazad, Yom Chagamatzis, whatever. And then he realizes today's not Chagamatzis. Then Gansan not, he's not supposed to see Yalav Yalav at all. So that for any American man, he should say a second Shemoneh Esrei a la Tanai. That if I was Yotze the first Shemoneh Esrei, this should be as a Tzilus Nidov. And if I wasn't Yotze the first Shemoneh Esrei, this should be the Shem Chayva. Yeah, but what's Nikar Adin? What's Nikar Adin having really possible? So the Mishnah Berurah says that despite the fact that the Taz is so upset about the Mechaber, he writes that Rova Poskim hold about the Mechaber. So if you carry on a conversation about the baseball game, about the elections in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, as long as it wasn't short for the Elite Maskul, this is a chumra that we would recommend that you should daven over again. We say when you daven over again, you better do ala tanai, because the din really is like the mechaber that you yotze to the first man answer. That you yotze. That's the stock of the Mishnah Berurah. So the din, the most achrayim, even though they think that the Taz has a good argument, they yotze like the mechaber. That for the Eved you are yotze.
He didn't mix the sound tonight.
That's a major problem in the Shulchan Aruch. Every so often they have a recommendation: a person should perform a mitzvah ala tanai. So Rav Baruch Beer in Gitmi quotes a kasha from Rav Chaim, and Einig Yontem talks about that kasha. The Gemara has a klal milsa b'leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai. So since you cannot fulfill sfiras ha'emer al yidei shliach, You cannot say Kriyashman Daven Agdei Shliach, and you cannot, all these things cannot be done Agdei Shliach, you have to do it yourself. So how can you make it tonight? How can you say, if I was Yotze the first time, let this be in a Dov, and if I wasn't Yotze the first time, let this be for the Chayva? How can you Daven Allah tonight? If you can't Daven Agdei Shliach, so you shouldn't be able to Daven Allah tonight. So the Achrayim talk about the Kasha, but I'll quote some kind of an answer for Shem Rav Chaim. It's not clear what Rav Chaim answered. Here the Bir Halacha has a long essay on the bottom of page 196. Chayzal Rosh. He made up a whole psak. Mishnevur made up a whole psak in Sifkot and Dalet. So if you don't read the Bir Halacha, you don't understand what in the world. Where did he get this from out of state? So he says, I have to explain where I got it from. So he starts explaining the whole background. There are three sakers that I have here. Very fascinating. Very fascinating presentation, and so what he quotes at the key is he quotes in the Bir Halacha on page Tzadik Tes. After the brackets in the middle of the Bir Halacha, he quotes a Yerushalmi Perek Sheni the Brachas Hilda the Chidusha Rabbi Kevegir Ubishar Achanim Zel Hashanah. He quotes the Yerushalmi verbatim. Yerushalmi is Mesufik Shok Beiligmas Kula, where it means in the middle of Birchas Krishna. Does it mean from the beginning of Yotzer Rov Baruch Hashem till the end of Gol Yisrael? Or does it mean Kriya Shema alone? Or does it mean the Brachas alone? So what's exactly the Sufik? So he says, Yerushalmi is Mesufik, what they treat it as one unit. The whole Kriya Shema in Birchas Secha is treated as one unit. So Shok Delik Maskula, at any point, let's say the person said Yotzer HaMaris and it didn't start Abba Rabba yet. And he pauses for half an hour. Now that half hour is enough to say from Yetzirah Baruch Hashem till the end of Gol Yisrael. So there's room to say that the whole Bichas Kriyashma and Bichas says one unit. And if you are sure that they leave Maskula, that's Mevatel, let's say the Machmasoinus. Had to go with the Hatzalah people, had to go to the bathroom, had Shilshul, whatever, and he had to be Mopsik for half an hour, had to wait for half an hour, Machmasoinus. So the Ramo would say that you have to daven over. What do you mean you have to daven over? I already said Yetzer HaMaris. You have to even say over again Yetzer HaMaris. So this is an Ibaya in Yerushalmi. So he says, since it's a Sufik in Yerushalmi, what do you treat? Kriya Shema in Birchas says one big unit. So he says it's an Ibaya Leif Shita, so he says you go to Hakil. But an Ibaya Leif Shita, you go to Hakil. So if you're in between Ben HaProchim, you're in between one brach and the other, in between Yotzer HaMaris and Abba Rabba, in between Abba Rabba and Kriya Shema, so then he says, and you're sure to the Enigma school for half an hour, Machmas Oynes, so he says he would be makel that you don't have to say anything over. He already said Yotzer. Or let's say, to present the same shot in another way, the Shulchan Aruch quoted earlier at Gemara and Brachas, that Seder Brachas is not the active. So let's a person say Abba Rabba first, and then he says Yotzer later. So it's okay, but he ever to say that Abraham Nam Yaakov. So the Gemara says that's what they did in the Beis Hamikdash every day. And they used to say Kriya Shema, they used to daven Shachar so early, it wasn't time yet for Yotzirah. So they said Abba Rabba, and they said Kriya Shema, and they said Gol Yisrael, and then after the sun would shine, then they would say Yotzirah Baruch Hashem later. So let's say you have a half an hour pause in between. Let's say a guy has breakfast. He goes to the office, and then he said Yotzirah 3 hours later. That's also okay. But if it was short, the Ligma is cooler. Maybe it's Mavatul Nitziru. Mavatul Nitziru, so it comes out you're not Yetzir in anything that you said. Is that so? The Seder Brachas is not Miyakeh, but there's a swear that the Brachas are Miyakeh each other. So he says, the Mishnah Berurah comes to the conclusion that's included in the Ibai Galev Shita of the Yisdalmi. And since it's an Ibai Galev Shita, so therefore he says, whenever we short, the Ligma is cooler, they Bracha la Bracha. He said you shouldn't repeat the bracha that you said already. Mekel on that. But what if the person was in the middle of Shema, in the middle of Kriya Shema, middle of one parsha, so do you measure Shok Deligma Skulo Lahachmer by just the Gimel parshas of Shema, or do you measure by all the Kriya Shema in Birchesel? But that was the Ibai Delev Shita and the Yerushalmi. So I think he says on this, you go Lahokil. Because the whole din of Shabbat Deligma Skula is only in the Rabbanim here. It's not like Shkita where it's Allah Lamashim Yisina. Here it's only a din with the Rabbanan. I think he says over here, I think so. I will be Kriyashma. It's only if you show up the Ligma Kola Parshios. Even though it's not show up the Ligma Kola Birchas Kriyashma. Kola Parshios. Why? Because the older, this is a stake of their eyes. I guess so. This is a stake of their eyes. So he writes, this is all his original Ksak. Based on the fact that it's in Bait Lev Shito, he says, Dei Bracha Le Bracha, he says, but we wouldn't require of him that he should repeat any Bracha, because he says that's the Bait Lev Shito. But in the middle of Kriya Shema itself, Shoka, he should go to Chumre, that Shoka Dei Ligma Kala Parshios would be Chayza Le Rosh. But the Kriya Shema is there, right? Okay, the last sit in Simon Samachay is the din that we mentioned before. If I walk into shul, I already done, I walk into shul. And they're saying, Kriya Shema, I should say along with them. And that's the machlokes, the mechaber and the grower. How much should you say? Only plus the Krishna or the whole, Kriya Shema? Then Simon Samach Vav, we already mentioned, there is a Gemara in Yuma and Akhir Tes, where the Gemara has a drasha and a pasuk, the Dibar Tabon Veloi B'Tfilo. What exactly does the drasha mean? The Dibar Tabon Veloi B'Tfilo. So Rashi has one pshat. Rashi says that what it means is, the Dibar Tabon Kriyashma, you have to have L'chatfil Achi Ashmir L'Yozno. The whole thing we had before, that's only by Kriyashma and by other mitzvahs. But by Tfilo, you don't even require Lachatkhila, Kriyashmi Aliyazna. That's how Rashi learns. And other Rishonim disagree, and they hold it, that's not true. That by Tfilo, Lachatkhila, we should require Kriyashmi Aliyazna. Now, so Rashi claimed that he thought that there may be some Rishonim who hold it even by the Yevid. If a person davens from Esther, he's not Mashmi Aliyazna, even though by Kriyashma we pass him by the Yevid, why Yaitzeh? He said that it could be that by Tfilah there are Rishon Mahal, but even the Yevon you're not Yotze because it's a Chisarin and Aymed Lefnei HaMelech. In Kriya Shema he's supposed to talk to himself. In Shema Nesu he's supposed to talk to the Baruch Shalom. It's true that the Baruch Shalom can meet your heart also, but he the din required, the Takana was, either the din deraita or the din derabbanan is that you should talk to the Baruch Shalom, you should communicate by talking. So there's no communication if you don't say loud enough that at least someone should hear. Anyway, so that's...
Yes, even
if
you don't say it loud.
Yeah. So that's the Rashi holds. So that's what Rashi quotes the Shulchan, that the Dibarta Bamaloi B'Tfilah means, and in Tfilah you don't even need Lachatfilah, Achi Ashmei L'Yozna. And others disagree, the Shulchan never said it. They interpret it. It has a different interpretation. The Shulchan, he doesn't agree with Rashi. And others disagree with the Shulchan.
How do we see so that Tfilah went good? How do
that bears aliba. I don't know. It means that others kala lo yishama la'acherim could be lo yishama la'acherim. It could be that she was mashmir li'ozneha to herself. It doesn't say you perish. That's not proper. To daven so loud that others should hear. That's not proper. We learn that from Chana. But it could be that la'hatzila you should require that she mashmir li'ozneha.
It wouldn't. Because
then the shkolah
if she would
say it, I don't know. So Taisus and that Gemara has a different interpretation than it seems has in Gansan a different. The Taisus there as well as in Brochus has a different interpretation. We mentioned the Barta Ba means that you're permitted to talk, permitted and obligated to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. If they are covered and if they are Yira. So the drush is with the Barta Ba and the Loi B'Tfilah, but there's never a heter to be mafsik in the middle of davening. In the middle of Shemana Esrei, you're not permitted to be mafsik. So some Rishonim write, and the Hasoga Saramach al Rambam, he quotes this idea, but he's not the only one. Some Rishonim write that Pasuk, the reason why the Dibarta Bama Loi B'Tfilah, because Tfilah is like a matzav of Kabbalah Shamach Shlan Zemid B'Tnei HaMelech, so that's not proper to be matzav. So Pasuk Rishon, Kriya Shema, possibly also Baruch Shem Kod Mechus and Avod, has the same status as the Rabbanah. Pasuk Rishon should have the din like Tfilah, that there's no Heta Hafsoke whatsoever. So that's what this Simon in Shulchan Aruch is all about. It says in Pasuk Rishon, you're not allowed to be mafsik at all. Baruch Shem Kol Mechus will avoid the same as pasuk rishon, unless it's mamish a suffix sakana. A suffix sakana is a tikkos nefesh is dech a kol tarikula. It's not avoid a zara. It's not avoid a zara gilad ice and shvichas dam. in the middle of Tfilos, middle of Shemoneh Esrei, it says Safiyah Melech Shel B'Shlom Alo Yeshiveinu. So the Gemara says it depends. Is it a Jewish Melech? Is it a Goyish Melech? Is it a Goyish Melech? And there's a Chashash Sakon, and he may kill you. So then Pikoch Nefesh is Beich. Because now there's the prohibition of being mafsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. But if it's a Yiddish Melech, no, he's not going to kill you. They're not greeting him in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So then the din is, even Mishum Kveit HaMelech, he's not allowed to be mafsik. So you also, the Pasuk Grishon, and Baruch Shem Kveit L'chusim Avot, have the same status as Tfilah, because the reason why Tfilah is different is because he's Zaymit Befnei HaMelech, it has a status like Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim. The Pasuk Grishon and Baruch Shem is also Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim. And then the Mishnah has, we learned already on page 200, Simon Samavav Sivrov, Sifhei. What about in between M, Vamitin Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and M is Viyatza, B'M is V'Emunah. So the Pashtus is that should be considered Bein HaProkim. So the Mishnah quotes Rebutin, no, that's not considered Bein HaProkim. That's considered the Emtza HaPerek. So is that considered like the Emtza HaPerek, that you're permitted to be mafsik like the Emtza HaPerek? Or is that considered like prosecution in Shema? And in Shkor HaShem, that you're not allowed to be mafsik at all. So that's a machlek is the Rambam and other Rishonim, which the Mishnah Berurah alludes to. Machlek is the Rambam and the Ramah, the Asagas and Ramah. And he says machlek is the Bir Agro, another Rishonim. Here, that's the Mishnah Berurah on page 200, Sukkot Nechav Ches. That between Emes, between Ani Hashem Elokeichem and Emes, Hu Chomer Afilu Miyamsa Perk, and Mocham and Emsa Perk. So I'm Bir Agro. Machlek is whether we pass him like that. Yes, it's cut Mem Vav in the Sharat Zim. You're referring to that machlok is the Rambam and the Ramach, whether you treat between Ani Hashem Elokeichem and Emes, you treat it like Emtza Perek, so you have Haperim, or you treat it like Pasuk Rishon. That's what we mentioned. Why should it be like Pasuk Rishon? And we said, I think we mentioned it, no? But in the Siddur, Eitzat Tfilas, he quotes, I think, from Menashe Ilya, if I'm not mistaken, that why does it say Emes Yatzin Ochel Kain Yosha 16 expressions? Because there are 15 psukim in the first two parashas of Shema. Baruch Shem Kvayim Uchusim Avod is not a pasuk, but that line makes it 16. So the 16 statements, Emes, V'yatzim, Menachem, V'kayim, etc., correspond to the 16 psukim that we said in the first two parashas of Shema, that we say we subscribe to everything that we said, everything is Emes, everything is true. So being mafsik by Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Emes, V'yatzim, that's considered like being mafsik by Pasuk Rishon, by Baruch Shem Kvayim Achus Ovi Yonavoy. That has the same status in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, that one is not permitted to be mafsik.
When we say that
by
Shemoneh Esrei, it's supposed to be mashmiel the yasna, maybe by anything that a person is supposed to be mashmiel the yasna, because
that's where
you
do
the sound of his voice, or whisper
the
whole
suspect. Or whisper, yeah. Whisper's also good. Yeah. There's some sounds that you can't accomplish with a whisper. Not every sound that's spoken can be accomplished with a whisper. But those that can be, you have to do with a whisper. Those are yeah. The Gemara has one opinion that Omen Yeheshmei Rabo is such a chashuv aniyah that you may answer afilu, even in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, you're allowed to answer that. And even higher than that, even if you're in the middle of being Isaac and Maisa Merkava, I don't know what that means. Middle Shemoneh Esrei, that I know what it means. So the person in Middle Shemoneh Esrei, one thing in the Gemara, you're not allowed to be mafsik for anything except for Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah. Then the Gemara says, sorry, we don't accept that opinion. The din is the debate upon the Bible, Tfilah, the way Taisha says. You're not permitted to be mafsik in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, even for Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah. But what if the person already finished the Shemoneh Esrei? He said, Hamarach Hasam Yisrael Bas Shalom. And then the Mechaber quotes later, and he said, Yil Leratz Nimrei Fi. Before he finishes the other Ratzon Emrei Fis, and the Mechaber quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba, and there's a Tshuvas HaRidva, they both say the same thing, that it's considered like you didn't finish Shemoneh Esrei. That's an often a psak in the Mechaber. But after he finished Amrach HaSamei Yisrael Basham, then he said the other Ratzon Emrei Fis, so the Tfilah is over. Now what he adds is Tachanun Emachat Tfilah, so the Gzeret HaKos, the Dibar, the Bach, the Tfilah only applies to the actual Tfilah. Doesn't apply to the Tachanun Emachat Tfilah. So then one would be permitted to answer Omen Yehei Shmei Rabbah. The opinion in the Gemara that Omen Yehei Shmei Rabbah is not chashuv, you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei is not accepted, but it is accepted regarding the Tachanun Emachat Tfilos. What else are you allowed to be mafsik? That's all? So that's a steal later. And the Mishnah Berurah has the demon. And the Shulchan Aruch has to beat him about being, what are you allowed to answer in the Lakai Mitzel Shana Meira. So there's a stira in Mishnah Berurah. One place he quotes from two different Achronim, two different Sifkotnas. And the latest Svarim point out that it's a stira. He quoted one from the Knesset Sagadar and one from the, each one was quoting a different region. Different Gaonim, different Bahag and Shiltas, different opinion. The Nitzit points out that they're two different Shitas and they can't blend in together. So one opinion is that in the Tachanunim, Achat Trilosai, we pass them like that, Amoira and the Gemara, Omen Yeheshmi Rabbi. That's the only thing you're allowed to answer. You're not allowed to answer. You're not allowed to answer Baruch Hu. You're not allowed to answer the Amen after Leila Mikol Bechasi. You're not allowed to answer Amen after Shemayat Tfilah, the Amen after Hakel HaKadosh. Only Amen after only Amen Yehei Shmei Rab. And then the other Sidkot, the Mishnah Berurah, quotes the other opinion. That's a generally accepted opinion, that one is permitted to answer all of these more important Taniyas. The Amen of Shemayat Tfilah, as well as the Amen of Hakel HaKadosh and Baruch Hu and so on and so forth. So that I think that's the generally accepted opinion, that one is permitted to be mafsid for all of those things. What about in the middle of Psukah Dezimra? So generally accepted, let's say someone is saying Shachon Yivadvara, and I'm in the middle of Psukah Dezimra. So now let it be mafsid. We mentioned there are two opinions in places, but these tabachas are brachas, mukhalachavas, the two boshamar. The case is right, the Marsho shows in case of Pshat. If you hold it, it's a bracha, smuchalachavaka, then it follows you're not allowed to be mafsi. So that's the opinion that was quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Once a person starts Baruch Shama, he's not permitted to be mafsi till after the end of Yishtabach, because we consider it a bracha, smuchalachavaka, so my mafsi not to be mafsi. But be mafsi means to be mafsi to talk about the election, talk about a baseball game. What about to be mafsi to answer Omen Yeheshmei Rab, to answer Omen after Barpi Agoth and Shahakal Niyah B'dvorah? So that's another Shevach. We can add on additional Shvachim into the Psukah Dezimra. So that's what we assume. Anyone who says any bracha, so you answer Amen after any bracha in the middle of Psukah Dezimra.
Isn't Yeheshmei Rab a correct word than a tefillah that we
pray
that
Hashem should
be like that?
Right.
That blend into Psukah Dezimra, which is more the Shevach,
that Hashem should be like that? Yeah, he doesn't blend in, but still, there was one opinion you're allowed to even permit to answer that in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, so that opinion was not accepted. But anything with Isa Hafsok is less than that, like Tavnun and Achat Tfilah, so then we do allow on the Yeheshmei Rab. And all the other things that are Shevach blend in to become part of the Psukah Dezimra.
What about Amen, though, that commonly like the Tamina Psukah,
but obviously
that's
Shmei Rab, but it's
not like
I think that's not. One should not answer that Amen in the middle of the Psukah Dezimra. We got to take a look. The Mishnah Berurah, I think, spells it out explicitly. I think that's what he says. I'm pretty sure that's what he says. Then there's a shaila. We have this pasuk with the Barta Bum that there's a heter hafsoket, the emsa perek, and beina prokin. They have covered with the ayira all the details here in Shulchan Aruch. What about if they call the person up for an aliyah? They call the person up for an aliyah. He's in the middle of Kriya Shema. The chavchila is up there. They shouldn't call him up. And even if he's the only kohen in the house, they shouldn't call him up. He's the only levi. They shouldn't call him up. I said they may think that he's a cholol. So he says, I'll let him walk out of shul. Let him do something. He says, Mikra Din is not really a problem, and if he is concerned, some Achranim are concerned that they may think that he's a Chol. So if he knows in advance he's the only Kohen, let him walk out so it won't even appear strange. But we're talking here B'di'evit. B'di'evit, if they call you up, so should you take the Aliyah or not? So the Mechaba has a Machloikis. Are you permitted to be Mafsit when they covered Atur? When they covered Basil Adom, yes. That's Allah with the Baratavam, with the Tfilah, with the Baratavam, I have to have suffered because of covered Abriyas. What about Rishon Kavod Atur? So some Rishonim hold that it's a Kavachana, Kolshkin. And others hold no, that Kavod Abriyas are separate din, Kavod Atur, there's no Kolshkin. So these are the. Kavod Atur is Kavod Atur. He's saying in the middle of Kriya Shema. Allah is saying, Kavod Atur requires you should follow the demon. Kavod Abriyas is. What does the Abriyas have to do with the Kriya Shema? But Kavod HaTorah is a separate mitzvah. You're not supposed to be mafsik to do a mitzvah in the middle of Kriya Shema. So that's the machlokes on the top line of page 200. It's $6. The Mechaber writes halacha kidvarav, like the second opinion, that you're not allowed to take the aliyah. Even if you're the only kohen in the house, you're not allowed to take the aliyah. Mishnah Berurah says that that's what the Mechaber writes, but the Acharonim kosvu kehayom nogim ha'olam kehayeshomim kamo. Writes in Chavav on page 200. The meaning today is that the person does take the aliyah.
If they
that's an interesting hiara. I don't know, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring that out. That's an interesting hiara. Maybe it's an issue of covered up for the Gaboyim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that the minhag today is that we follow the first opinion that it is mutter to be mafsig in the middle of tikkun yap, but it says that, but he should ask to make a mishaber. He shouldn't make a mishaber. He says, but if they're making a mishaber, they didn't ask any mate, then they don't know your name, and you're going to stand there. You're not going to tell. See, if you have a talizek, also shom a talizek. But if you don't have a talizek, you have no way. So he says that's a very covered abris. That's mitnei akovet. That's mitnei akovet. So he says you have to hear. So he says you should hear. Okay, maybe we will continue tomorrow. Tomorrow is a regular normal day.